Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
You've been placed on hold. Please wait for your contact to return.
Hello? Damn, is they unmuted? I don't even hear.
Okay. Can you hear me? Okay. 2224. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, well, you can hear me. Come on, talk to me.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about like the saucy.
Okay, go ahead.
Because when you were saying like, you know, his head is like mad big and all of that, like I was in my head thinking, well, look who his girlfriend is. So what she said, flourishing?
Yeah.
Like, you know, birds of a feather flock together. So, and with them being like, when, what was that thing, the Carisha Please, when he was talking about the queen and all of that stuff, like you could tell that they had conversations about Nikki. So I felt like basically like, he feel like he's, I'm not sure if he's feeding off a lotto, but he basically think he bigger than what he is. Like you said, I do agree. I didn't really care too much about Tasha K because she's like a non-factor. Like,
okay.
Honestly, we need to let her, just let her go away. And I'm a Barb and I don't like that she keep associating herself with the Nikki because that's like kind of weird. And like you said, Nikki don't really say anything, but I didn't know the whole thing about her knowing stuff about her though. Like, that was kind of interesting.
Well, I mean, I don't know that to be a fact either, but Nikki did ask her to sign an NDA, and she told Nicki Minaj no. And then Tasha K literally said, Nikki asked me to sign an NDA and told me no. So that made me feel like Nicki Minaj. I feel like Nicki Minaj in spirit gets comfortable and starts venting because she has so much stake in the industry, and she thought Tasha K was cool. I don't think Nicki Minaj really be knowing everything that be going on like that. Cause you know, she is coming from a different generation. And I think once she got wind of who Tasha K was, she was like, okay, well, can you sign this NDA? But at that point it was too late.
But do you think that she really became cool with her because of like that? Cause I feel like with her and Tasha K relationships started happening when the hate train, or like when people was talking about her too.
So here's the thing. So Tasha K set her up. Nicki Minaj, at that point, I'm not going to lie, I was trashing her.
It was vulnerable.
YouTubers were being viral, right? And Nicki Minaj called Tasha K to get on Queen Radio. Tasha K recorded the Queen Radio phone call. And Tasha K Nicki wanted Tasha K to be a little bit messy because Tasha K was doing like the Wendy Williams story. So here's the thing. Kyle would always be the blogger that would go on the Queen Radio, but Kyle would never really give what Nicki wanted it to give. Nicki is not going to be messy on her own, but she doesn't mind you asking her the messy questions and she answer. But Kyle was never really the one to push the envelope. So she found Tasha K. But then when she found Tasha, and then mind you, this is when Wendy Williams was really dragging her. And then Tasha K started trying to expose Wendy Williams' husband's side chick's baby name and a baby. And Tasha K and Nicki was like, wait, this is a lot. I'm not really trying to go that far. I thought you was maybe going to drag a little bit, spill some tea. But I don't really want to get involved with the side chick's baby and all this, that, and third. You know what I mean? But then at the same time, Tasha K was also always recording the conversations on her YouTube Live. Even the last time that they did, if you remember, I don't know if you keep up with Queen Radio, but Tasha K was supposed to be thrown out to Queen Radio. After that, Tasha K never hit Queen Radio. Then Tasha K went live with Kyle, and people were asking her, like, girl, what happened with Queen Radio? Then she was like, oh, I don't care about Queen Radio no more. Nikki was like, girl, I don't want to really, really be affiliated with you. So then a few months later, maybe last year, they went live and Tasha and live together. And then
that
Tasha
the
was like, well, Nikki,
one, yeah.
Nick, yes. And Nick, and Tasha K was like, oh, Nikki, you're live on my YouTube too. And Nikki did that face like, oh, girl, you're live, huh? Like, because Nikki was thinking like, girl, we're just doing an Instagram. I didn't know I was streaming to your fucking platform.
Yeah, she set her up with that. She probably told them,
yeah.
I'm about to be on live with Nikki and all of that. And then she embarrassed herself because anybody that was watching both of them could read her face. Like, oh, she don't really like you like that.
No, but that's what makes
Jason
me feel
Lee,
as though. That's what makes me feel like.
Doesn't Jason Lee does that? Like, doesn't he? Like, they,
no,
I'd
so,
be hearing that he has, like, tea on people, and that's why people are nice to him, like Rihanna and all that. But I'm not
too
sure.
No, I don't
that.
Think Jason Lee has a lot of tea on people. I think Jason Lee is a pity, and then Jason Lee is more like people just like, girl, let me appease him so he doesn't annoy me. Because Jason Lee will just, like, keep picking. And he'll become, like, a thorn in your side. So people just try to, like, play it cool with Jason Lee just to appease him so that he doesn't fucking whine. But Tasha K, she takes it to another level to where, bitch, Tasha K is – here's the thing about Tasha K, and I have to give her credit on this. She's charismatic, whereas Jason Lee is not. You can see Jason Lee is a snake from a mile away. No shade. And I really should have saw that. But I thought us being gay and being from the same city, you know what I mean, it would have been different. But, bitch, that was my bad. But I think Tasha K being a female and being a black woman and then Nicki Minaj being a woman, you know what I mean, and you know, quiet as kept, it's no shade. While I love all my girls, down from Beyonce to Cardi B and everybody in between, you know what I'm saying, nothing still overpowers the vagina. As much as us gays love these women, they love each other more. Okay, and so I think that Tasha K being a woman and Nicki being a woman and Tasha K not liking Cardi and Nicki, whatever, they were able to get on the phone. And Tasha K is charismatic enough to where she can make you feel comfortable to where you start talking to her. And I think that Nicki was in a vulnerable place, even like she was with Meg, you know, and she was discussing certain things. And I think that once she realized who Tasha K was, she was like, oh, shit, I may have told her too much. Because if you're a real Barb, you know, it only takes one thing and Nicki will unfollow you. Tasha K has done multiple things and attached Nicki Minaj's brand to it, but only to benefit Tasha K herself. Nicki would have been unfollowed her if she didn't have
anything on her. Yeah, but I feel like the
her.
Real Barbs like know what she's doing. Because like I said, I'm a Barb and I really don't even like care about any of that stuff with her. Because it just gives clout chasing. Like, because it's like, what does Nicki have like... First off, Cardi B, like I said, I'm a Barb. Cardi B should have never even responded to her at the end of the day. But she's basically, it's almost like, yeah, look, Barb's like, I'm going after Cardi, but we don't even like you like that. So it's like,
well, let me gag you as a Barb. Felt that way until today. Because look, if you're a head Barb, Tasha K, right? But bitch, all day today and all yesterday, bitch, I don't even have no music out yet. What the conversation has been, Cardi B and Offset, ain't nobody talked about Barbie's World and Ice Spice.
Yeah,
so
it's kind of been like,
Tasha K
midnight
has done the exact opposite that she's tried to do. She's totally taken away from Cardi B's moment. I mean, from Nicki's moment and made it about Cardi B. That's why Cardi B said all of this surrounding around, and I'm about to. And Cardi B's about. I literally talked to Cardi B today. She's about to drop. I can't tell you today because she might curse me out, but she's about to drop. But guess what? Nobody's talking about Barbie's World.
Yeah, I think it was the Barbie's World stuff was at midnight, and then it just kind of stopped because of all of this. Because now I keep hearing about the cheating. Because she said, it's like a whole big thing. All I've been seeing is, like, reaction videos, like, from people who are bars, but not the blogs, really.
So my thing is this. So, Tasha K, are you really helping Nicki? Or are you really boosting Cardi B?
And then, like you said, Nicki still having unfollowed her. Yeah, so that is kind of weird.
Yeah, and she keeps attaching Nicki to this. So then, at the other side, too, Nicki, you look late on the cool. Even though Nicki, first of all, let's be clear. Nicki is not late. Nicki Minaj is fine. Nicki Minaj is the greatest female rapper of all time. I fucking love Nicki Minaj. But you look late. Now I'm following this bitch because this bitch keeps attaching your brand to her. And it's like you're following her. So it almost looks like you're endorsing it and you're not saying anything. So you look very pressed. And these are just facts. And then, this
but like
bitch
you said, if she got something, that's probably the real reason why.
But this bitch took away your moment. But see, and let's take Cardi B and Nicki out. The fucked up part is, this bitch took away Nicki's moment and gave it to Cardi B, all for her to be trending on Twitter. That's the gag.
Yeah, because she's not really popping like that no more. Like, my cousin put me onto her, and then now, I mean, I've never listened to her, but, like, my cousin doesn't even mess with her no more. She was saying, like, a lot of her news was fake and it was made up, but I never really followed her. Like, that was never my ministry, like, the winos. It was just, like, kind of dumb. She made a name for herself.
Well, she made a name for herself, but all that money that she made, she got to pay it back. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah, I know.
Thanks,
she's
boo.
Just probably the miserable and depressed, and that's what she's doing. But drop that song, keep doing what you're doing, and good for sticking up for yourself with Saucy Trying You.
Yeah, what did you think about Saucy Trying Me? Give me your opinion as a gay boy. Are you gay?
Yeah, I'm gay.
Okay, so tell me what you thought. Do you feel like I be dragging Saucy every day? Like she gay?
Nah, really. I don't even really be hearing you like you said. Honestly, like, you remind me of me, and a lot of people don't like me because when I be telling people, like, it may come across like you were reading him, but you were telling the truth. Ain't nobody really talking about his music like that. It's really about the antics and all of that stuff. So I'm not sure, like, because you said about the person that was, you know, don't wipe they behind and all that. I'm not sure if that person said it, but I don't even understand where that energy came from. Because, like you said, like, you really do remind me of me, because that would be how I'd be. I'd be kiki, ha-ha. And then when I see a person is, like, serious, they'd be like, oh, wait, you for real? And that's what it seemed like it gave with you. It was like, wait, Sophie, like, we serious right now? Like.
Right, because I was in the
team,
like, sister, what's the tea? I want some chicken. Like, let's keep.
I don't know who put a battery in his. I don't know. It's just weird. And I don't know if it's maybe because he's been. It's like, first he already was with Lotto. And then now I feel like because he don't have, like, a little picture with Cardi and all of that, like, he feel like he elevated him. But like you said, and it's crazy because I didn't really think about it. I had honestly really forgot about that. Like, you were bringing up stuff that I feel like people forgot. I forgot that he had was on stage with Madonna. Like, when you were saying all these things, I was like, oh, yeah. like
how do you
so
go
you
to Madonna,
like,
and being a gay boy, I don't know where you live, but let's keep it being. Like, let's
New
keep
York.
It back. Like, when they book the girls for the prize and stuff, it's very much a Trina Cash doll set. Very much it's like either an up-and-coming or a girl that's kind of like not as hot no more.
Too.
Yeah, yeah, but they're not A-list. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that
so
is
when
true.
You do a pride, when you do a pride circuit, it means you're affordable. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, because I don't even think Lil Nas X hasn't really came out with any music, and I don't even see him doing
her.
That.
They can't afford her. She's a They can't afford her. She's 100,000. They can't. No, these girls that do prize are affordable. You don't do a Madonna show. You don't do a Madonna collab to then go and perform in fucking Nashville where nobody's gonna know your shit. Come on.
Yeah.
And you're
I've
not
been
even
in Nashville
taking that book.
But yeah. Like I said, I felt like you was just real. I don't understand where it came from, but like I said, you remind me of me, like, where it's like, because you know with some people that when they read, they just be saying, like, anything out their mouth. I don't really, like, if you're going to say something, let it be real and let it be true, and that's basically what you did. So hopefully, you know, I don't know if he's going to come back and say anything, if he's going to hear this stuff, but like you said, ain't nobody really talking about him because of his music. Like, I'm not even going to front, like, I don't really like Saucy. Because I just feel like he just
this the reason
much,
why you don't
right?
this is why you don't like this is why you don't like Saucy, because I can hear you in your voice. You a butch queen, so you like me. You like a boy. You might be feminine, but you still a boy. So I see Santana does not identify with you. You're not, even if you get fucked, whatever the case may be, you're not running around talking about your pussy and your girl and probably wearing nails and heels and a beard and things. You're a butch queen. So Saucy Santana does not represent the vast majority of gay people. However, for black women and consumers, and it's no shade against Saucy, America is not ready to accept a gay boy like me or you. They can deal with like a drag queen. They can deal with a Saucy Santana. They can deal with an androgynous because it's like, okay, they're gay. But to see a gay man that presents as a man that's in between, that's threatening because it's like, bitch, is he gay or is he not gay? If I was a woman, I would fuck him. You know what I mean? They look at Saucy. Women look at Saucy and they're like, girl, he's gay. I wouldn't fuck him. You know what I mean? But when they see a person probably that look like me or maybe you, it's almost like they get disgusted because it's like, damn, I would fuck him and his ass is get sucking a dick. The real world is not ready to. The real world is not ready to accept an in between butch queen or a masculine looking.
But he seemed
gay
forced,
boy.
Though I don't understand. Like honestly, it's not even just that because I don't like him. Like, I don't know if you feel this way, but, like, when I seen that music video that he came out with, and it was, like, some guy there talking about he was delivering the package, I'm like, who is he trying to make believe that people like that want him? I mean, unless you're spending a bag on them. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, none of this stuff is believable. Like, I'm pretty sure there is somebody out there.
Like,
there's someone for everyone.
Like, Lil Nas X, like, Saucy can't do it. Like, Lil Nas X, bitch, he can get his butt ate, bitch, in heels or in sneakers. Because
right.
I'm
a butch queen and I don't really care. I don't care what Lil Nas get. Yeah, I still see it.
You're
so
still
it's like,
butt.
I feel like they're forcing him on us. Yeah, I feel like they forcing Saucy, like they making it look like he's so bad and all the dudes want him. And it's like weird. I think honestly, he should just be a ghostwriter for Carisha and hang it up.
Thanks, boo.
Since, you know, she don't really want to do music. All right, it was good talking to you.
Nice to meet you. Okay, 0945, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? Talk to me.
You know I love you. Let me just start off with saying, Armand Wiggins, you done snatched the wig off Lil' Bill tonight.
Did I?
The wig off Lil' Bill tonight. I'm flabbergasted.
But over 7,000 people in the chat and 5,000 people listening right now.
Everybody needs to send Armand $10.
Please.
Everybody in the chat, period. Send him at least $10. That's the least y'all can do. Y'all got a little five, little ten. But let me just say this. At the end of the day, I will keep saying it. You are the Orange Hill, and the rest of them is Outback State. Baby.
Okay.
When I say you gave, you gave. The audacity, for one, of Saucy Santana to sit up there and talk about little songs, little necklaces, little petty things that didn't matter. The fact of the matter is, he ordered that 50-piece chicken from Popeyes, and then people want their money back.
Period.
Let's talk about it.
So why are you mad at me?
Let's talk about it. Why are you mad for the man reporting the news? Oh, I guess because y'all were both gay, you wasn't supposed to report the
news. No,
she's
really mad because I said her career ain't been the same since she said that shit about Blue Ivy. But that's the truth.
I mean, first of all, how you going to come for a person like Beyonce and then really think
you
that you're about to really be out here?
You just can't do that. Beyonce is our generation's Michael Jackson. You cannot do that. You cannot.
Okay? You can't. You really
and
can't.
Then she's a kid, and then a black woman, and then you compared her to Northwest, which is attached to a Kardashian, which black women already feel
baby.
Some type of way
right.
towards Kardashians. Like, girl.
Oh, my God. Armand, when I say you bring the truth, everybody watch your show. You know why? Because most women have that gay best friend, that gay cousin that they can relate to. It's like sitting in the living room literally having a freaking conversation with somebody that you hold dear to your heart. And a lot of us really do feel like that. And you need to get your flowers, period. They don't give you your props, boo, but it's okay.
But
he made a fool of himself.
Y'all matter. Every one of you guys that come and watch me late at night, support me, this is what keeps me going. We have we have these shows every now and then, but for 7,000 of y'all to show up and for y'all to deposit y'all checks the way that y'all did, I appreciate y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know. Thank you.
They need to be depositing checks on Station Head, too.
Period.
All
thanks,
of
that. Boo.
At the end of the day.
I got a paid caller. Let me see. I got to get to this paid caller. 3497, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on,
Hello?
Boo? Talk to me. Yes.
Hold on, my. So I'll start with Saucy. I feel like when it comes to the Saucy Santana beef, I feel like some of that smoke may be coming from Lotto, right? Him and Lotto are good girlfriends. Maybe, you know, they spoke on it, right? So maybe that's why. I feel like y'all haven't had a bad interaction before. No?
Who, me and Saucy?
Right. Yeah, you and Saucy.
We did, because remember I said her freestyle was kind of trash, and she came in the comments and followed me and unfollowed
me. Yeah, she did.
She came in my comments one time.
Okay, well, this time I feel like it may be because of the Lotto thing. Him and Lotto.
Okay.
Because
he mentioned, like, all you do is talk about me and my girlfriends. Bitch, I talk about female rap.
Yeah.
I ain't no bitch talking about female rap the way that I do. And I don't, and let's be clear, not to cut you off, boo, but this is for y'all listening. I'm not talking about every bitch that pick up a microphone and upload this shit to fucking Discord and motherfucking TuneCore and DistroKid, bitch. If you are not hot enough to reach my motherfucking show, you not hot enough, bitch. I'm not talking about every female rapper that decides to leave the fucking pole and start fucking rapping. Bitch, you got to make some noise out here, bitch. Okay? So people be feeling some type of way. Like, you just talk about female rappers. You just don't talk about all of them. Bitch, I talk about the hot bitches. When you make the Armand Wiggins show, then you know you hot, bitch. And listen, they got enough Joe Buttons. They got enough. They got that. They got Creature Please. They got $1 million worth of game. They got their Breakfast Club. They got Drink Champs. Bitch, ain't nobody discussing female rap like Armand Wiggins, bitch, and it's no motherfucking shade. And I talk about the top bitches. I'm not talking about midway bitches, low-life bitches. Bitches just started rapping today. Grainy video music having bitches, iPhone recording video bitches. I'm not talking about every bitch that decides to fucking rap. Bitch, you gotta make some quality rap, bitch, before we talk about you on this platform. Understand that. Now go ahead. Sorry.
Okay. Now here's where I'm going to disagree with you respectfully.
Okay. And that's okay.
One. Right. I'm gonna keep it cute. One, to say that Cardi should drop her, you know, reemergent track on the heels of her cheating or Offset cheating, that gives sympathy and payola, no? Like, okay, well, people want to know if he's cheating on me, so let me drop this track so they can go and listen. Isn't that kind of counterproductive or no?
No. Okay, so let me ask you something. And I advise everybody that has this account. If you have, do you have Hulu?
I do.
You have Hulu TV? You have the full package? You can watch anything on Hulu?
I got the full.
So if you're really interested in pop culture and you're interested in pop culture and things like that, you should watch the Kardashians documentary on Hulu. It literally gives you a blueprint. Okay, so what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is this. Cardi B, first of all, let me start by here. People may feel like the fire is dying out for Cardi B in a slight way because, bitch, there's new girls coming up. And I can agree because she hasn't dropped music, so people are being disappointed. But at the same time, the fact that we are trolling, and I literally told her on the phone the other day, the fact that we are trolling you and dragging you and cursing you out for music is a person's fucking dream, because that means that we are still salivating at the fucking tongue for your music. So my thing is this. Instead of responding on Twitter spaces, talking to Ken Barbie, talking to me, talking to fucking Offset responding to Tasha K, drop your fucking music, bitch. Because you know why? The person that's claiming to be a head fucking Barb has now shifted the fucking conversation to you.
But
so my thing is this. So, and I say that to say, no, hold on. And I said it, and I bring the Hulu thing in, because if you watch the Kim Kardashian or Kardashians documentary, their celebrity, I don't know what they call it, but their fame or clout curator, I don't know. They didn't use those words. But what they used to do is, when Kim Kardashian would walk the red carpet, they would throw flour on her so that the media can create a frenzy. Or then they would hire 100 photographers to take pictures because then it made Kim Kardashian famous. You know what I mean? So they would plan certain shit to boost. So what I'm saying is, Cardi B, you have a bitch that you sued. She's monetizing off of it. She's growing off of it. I'm monetizing off of it. Ken Barbie is being able to build his engagement. Everybody's making money and engagement and building their platform off of you. This, and mind you, they're still inserting Nicki Minaj, your arch nemesis, right? But at the same time, while they think they're boosting her and Ice Spice, they're really distracting the people from her and Ice Spice and putting the attention on you. Now is the time to drop a record because the focus is all Cardi B. It's marketing.
But then, okay, I'll give you another side of that coin, right? You have all of Nicki Minaj's ops linking up with you. Lotto, Santana, Miami. Uh-huh. Now, because Tasha has switched the conversation and people don't really care for the music, but they want to see if your husband is cheating, oh, drop your record. How does that help her? And this is the princess of rap. My point is, if she's the princess of rap, you shouldn't need drama or anything like that, sympathy, to drop, right? You kind of look crazy already because you got the ops in your camp. And then, oh, well, my husband, and Cardi said it, oh, I can drop 10 of Be Careful With Me's and people going to listen because they want to see what I got to say. So to say, oh, well, my husband cheating, let me drop. So it's a guaranteed top five, looks crazy. You shouldn't need that, right? Because she's the princess of rap, according to you,
well,
right?
First of all, Cardi B doesn't need that because clearly Put It On The Floor was a hip-hop banger, but it didn't hit the Billboard Hot 100 until Cardi B stepped on it. But what I'm saying is, bitch, people pay millions of dollars for this type of promotion. If you're going to give it to me for free and also Nicki Minaj is attached to it, I'm going to drop right now. Why wouldn't I? This is free promo, you dumb. Not you, but I'm saying, you dumb bitch. This is free fucking promo. My name is trending all over. This is free fucking marketing. People pay millions of dollars for this shit.
True. I get what you're saying. No bad press is, you know, I mean, bad press is good press. I get that. And then also, too, I feel like the same way you're saying it benefits Cardi, it benefits Nicki because people, Barbie's world is still very much trending. People are still talking about the record. It's doing what it needs to do. So it's helping both of them. But this is where, you know, girl, hold your heart. I do feel like you went a little far with the Tasha K thing. And I get she went low and you're going lower. But
No. It's not going low.
Think,
see,
like,
here's the thing. And see, this is where we differ. And I'm not and I respect and
right,
you've been
right,
respectful. You've been respectful though. And so I'm gonna respect you. And so I'm gonna say to you personally, Queen, because you respected me, this is has nothing to do with you. But what I'm saying is this. The problem is that I have, similar to the Santana takes, it's like everybody can beat the gay boy up because we're still men. But then when we say something, clap back at the women, it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Tasha K for years has been very
homophobic. Been
No, not even
right.
on me.
She has
been homophobic. Homophobic.
Mm-hmm.
She's, I'm never working with gay men. These gay men. She used to tell me about Jacob Kohiner, or Gossip Girl. Mind you, he was sucking her dick today. She told me about him.
Bobby Light, I would never have him come to my fucking house.
He got spirits on him. T.S. Madison. Bitch, I'll never let T.S. Madison touch my shit. I never let her touch my spirit, my stomach. She got those fucking transgender spirits on him. Bobby Lights have dirty blood. My thing is this. While I love women, I have five fucking sisters. I will die for them. And I have a mother. Full black.
But
at the same time, bitch, at the end of the day, you don't get to call me. You don't get to push these stereotypes on me. And I don't care about the coke shit and the drug shit, whatever.
AIDS, gay men. That was dirty.
That's like,
that
bitch,
was dirty.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you.
I get it. But then I just want you to be mindful, you know, with the OG thing, right? We overcame that. We got past that. But then when you handled
Did we really get through that?
I feel like you rebounded. I feel like you rebounded off of that. But then when you handled Santana with White Gloves, right? And then when it comes to Tasha, you know, you said what you said, but then it kind of looks away, You know what I mean? And
okay.
That's,
okay.
And then,
elaborate.
You know,
elaborate a little bit. I like this. Elaborate
okay.
a little bit.
To me, when I hear you talk about Saucy Santana, because you do, you guys are in the same community, right? No problem.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, sis, I don't have no problem with you. And I get that Tasha and you have a long, dirty, you know, history. But then when I hear you say, oh, well, this dirty bee and this dark bleep, blah, 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 blah. And it's not me. But then when the people go to clip it up, I know that as your fans, we're going to have to defend you. Right?
That's a fact. That's a fact.
It gives, and then I feel like it's kind of the same thing with Cardi, right? You're saying, Cardi, don't respond to her. You're making her a star. Now, again, I know the battle between you and Tasha, but then when the people clip it up and they take certain things that you have said, it's going to be, oh, here goes Armand again with the black women thing and da 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 da.
It looks crazy.
I feel like you're giving
you.
Tasha that. Tasha now has the Uno cards in her hand to say, oh, look at him going on this black woman and da 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 da. It looks crazy. And I
But here's the thing. But here's the thing. But
hold on.
So, okay. Sorry to cut you off. Because I see you. And I wanted to let you know that I see you and I hear you. But it feels like, to your credit, you are a fan of the YouTube space, so you know everything that's going on. Is that safe to say?
Yes, I'm a part of your members only. I am. I'm
well,
here.
Not even just that. I just feel like you are part of YouTube in general. Because, you know, there's some people that come in here and there, but there's other people that follow the YouTube shit. Okay. I feel like you're here.
Yes.
So if you're here.
I'm here.
Right? For the people that's here, even though that may be a small subsector, you have to understand this too. What you said is not wrong, and it is fact. But tonight, bitch, I had to stand in it. And you know, it is what it is, because I have to be real. Because I'm for my boys, because I feel like, bitch, we don't have enough people to fight for us. But if you're really in it, and I believe that you're in it, you have to also see Tasha K's part. What prominent black women have she ever put on her platform? Or has she always exploited uglier or short-haired or dark-skinned black women? Jaguar Wright, Auntie Hammy. Always, when Tasha K appears in spaces with black women, ethnically charged black women, dark-skinned black women, does she or does she not give an air of, I'm giving you an opportunity, I'm better than you? She exploits black women. Tasha K herself exploits black women.
That's true, but Armand, they're not going to say what Tasha does. They're going to clip what you say and then pair it with the OG thing and say, this is hard evidence to say he don't mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about your brand, not hers.
I get it. I get what you're saying, but at some point.
How crazy does it look to give Tasha sympathy, right?
No,
especially
but at what point me being a gay male identifying, have lost friends to the battle of HIV, and just in knowing how this space works, to sit up here and just pander to women all day, like, and I'm trying to give Saucy, instead of reading her and dragging her, I'm trying to let her understand, you cannot come for Blue Ivy. You cannot tell on a platform that you will beat a sister up. I've been there. I'm older than you. You cannot do that, because one thing I do appreciate is, outside of all of that shit, black women are our number one consumers. So when you offend them, you have to be apologetic and sincere.
But then when you group them, it would have been, and I'm not trying to tell you how to run your platform, had it been two separate videos, right? You address Saucy, then you address Tasha. We can't compare the two, but then when you're in the same video handling Saucy, and again, the relationship with Saucy is different. You don't have history like Tasha.
Yes.
When we see you handling Saucy with white gloves, like with kid gloves, right? And then you give him this type of leniency, even with him going on black women, and then to turn around and then dog a black woman the way that you did, it looks crazy. And the
but listen,
that
but listen, but listen, but listen, but okay, okay,
while,
okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. But okay, so at that point, I get it, right? But so,
right,
are you or anybody, like, who's going to pull the gay boy aside to say, sister, I didn't like that, but this is how you got to do it because mm-hmm. this is how we're viewed. That is my job. I'm a gay man at the end of the day. I love y'all as women. I love my mama. But, bitch, I know, not calling you a bitch, but I know at the end mm-hmm. of the day, I know at the end of the day that if it all goes down the drain, we're still faggots to you. It's no shade.
Right.
It's no shade. It's no shade. It's no we're still a faggot. And so I'm trying to tell my girlfriend, my sister, girl, they may kiki with us. They may cackle with us. But on Mad Day, you are an HIV-infested faggot. And these are facts.
I get that. And that's okay for your community, but you still have your black women listeners. And your supporters yeah. are going to rock with you, right? They're not going to tell you, oh, Armand, you were wrong. And it's not my job to tell you what to do on your platform. I just want you to be mindful. While we enjoy the drag, while we enjoy the kiki, no, even if you lock this video up, know that it may or may not be some backlash. And is Tasha worth you having to have another OG era? That's it.
Thanks, babe.
That's it.
But you know what? I want to tell you this. Babe. I appreciate you for coming on, and thank you for supporting me.
No problem.
Have a good day. I appreciate her. I liked her because she didn't come in with the rah-rah. Okay, 0404, you're live on the air. And then 6384, we coming for you next, Jaleesa Nicole. You've been here for a while. Okay, 0404, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, can you hear me?
Yes, what's going on?
I just had to come on here and say, I don't know what in the world. Like, I understand that last caller was being respectful, but I don't know what in the world, where the delusions are coming from. You're going to treat Saucy Santana differently than you're going to treat Tasha K because it's a completely different situation. When you're talking to Saucy Santana, you're speaking to him from somebody who was also in his community and saying, hey, here's where you messed up. Come
and, bitch,
here.
I've been canceled from this point. I said something about
exactly.
OG, and I got tore up.
Exactly. You're speaking to him like, listen, I am in your community. Let me tell you where you had me messed up. Let me tell you where you got everybody else messed up and why your career is on the decline. Tasha K is a completely different individual. Tasha K doesn't like you because of who you are. She comes from a
Ooh.
Dark place. She comes from an
Ooh.
Evil place. And so you have to handle her differently because she's not coming for you because of something that you said. She is coming from you because she doesn't like you nor your community. So you
no,
have to
she,
fight her.
No, no. Ooh, well, let me add to this. She doesn't like me or my community, and she knows who I am, and she sees my star power.
Exactly. So for me, for the last call, for me, it's just giving delusional because nobody's going to sit in my face and talk junk about me, call me all types of names. In fact, I got all types of sicknesses and everything else, and I know it's not coming from a place of like, okay, I love you, but this is where you messed up. No, it's coming from a place that I need to end you because I don't like who you are or anybody that stands for anything that you stand for. So you have to speak
yes.
to her differently. I also wanted to say I love you, Armand. I love the music. I'm irritated with you because you gave us that snippet, and then you said we got to wait. So now I'm like, no, just drop the song. What are you doing? But you're like, okay. But I understand
yeah.
the situation. I understand that we got to wait, whatever.
It's
so
a lot of legal shit that goes to it, yeah.
Yeah, I understand. I really want to know who was on that song because I could not catch it. I don't know who it was. I'm not 100% sure. But anyways, we'll figure it out. Also,
thanks, boo.
I wanted to say, Saucy Santana, I don't know who's in his camp and who's like talking to him or whatever, but it's like, bro, you literally disrespected all of the people that were rooting for you. The same fans that love Blue Ivy are the same fans that love you. And so you put us in a situation where it's like choosing you and endorsing you is the same as going against our queen.
Yes.
I don't know why. And then he's trying to boost himself up. He's trying to say that he's, you know, this big celebrity and whatever. He don't want to sit down and talk to different blogs and stuff like that because he's such a humongous celebrity or whatever. But at the same time, big celebrities don't have to do that. They don't have to get on the internet and be like, my jewels and my diamonds is this and this and this. No, baby, they don't have to do that. You see it. Beyonce is not going to get on YouTube Live or get on Instagram Live and be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm killing you. I'm doing this. No, they're not. He's not that big of a celebrity for him not to want to sit down and speak with people who are in his community and people that have been bigging him up. So I don't know why that's also given delusional as well, because baby, you're in Nashville. You're not on the stage with Madonna anymore. Your brain is still with Madonna on stage, but the reality of the situation is giving, I'm falling off and I'm scrambling. It's giving, then people want their money back, so let me go do this job over here so that I can give these people their money back. That's what it's giving to me. It's giving, I need to pay my bills, so let me do what I got to do, whatever, whatever. Okay, so there's that. Also, I wanted to say, Tasha K seems to me that she is just throwing stuff over the fence at this point. She's like, I'm on my last leg. We're in the fourth quarter. I'm bankrupt. I don't have anything to lose at this point. Let me just go at everybody that I hate on my way down. And Cardi B is feeding into it. Cardi B is feeding into it. Nicki Minaj is like getting she's getting like stray shots, because I know them people over there at Barbie World. I know them people over there at the movie and then looking at this side-eyeing it, because like, okay, now you done pulled the movie, you done pulled the soundtrack and everything into this mess that we don't know nothing about. And then Cardi B, if Cardi B is listening to this, I just want to say this. If your man is cheating, if he has cheated, if whatever has happened, don't give Tasha K the satisfaction of being right. Don't get online talking about, okay, I'm gonna leave my husband and we're going to get a divorce and another person going to cuff me, because now you're making your husband look bad. And in turn, you're making yourself look bad. Like, why do that? It's no reason for you to do that. Whether it's true or not, that ain't nobody's business. And the best thing for you to do is to ignore it and just be like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to go so hard on that. You could easily be like, what you said, Photoshop and AI. Photoshop and AI. And then move right along. It doesn't matter whether or not it's true or it's not true. Like, it does not benefit you to feed into it, whether it is true or whether it is not true. All she has been doing is feeding into Tasha K's celebrity. And Tasha K is not a celebrity. She is a YouTuber that has a worse fallen off than the baby at this point, as far as I'm concerned. And she's on her last leg. So just let that girl fade to the black, and we just never hear from her again. But that's all I had to say, Armand. I love you.
Thank you, baby. I love you. And thank you for understanding what we're talking about tonight. Okay. Let me get my girlfriend on here. Okay, so Jessie Nicole, I got to get Jessie Nicole, because she's been a long-time supporter. We even FaceTimed and everything. So let me get Jaleesa on here, because she's been supporting me for years. First of all, can I just say this? I've been on YouTube for about 5 years now, and y'all are really gagging me with these 24-month, 32-month, fucking 48-month memberships. I love y'all. You know, they say that we're not doing nothing. We say we're not doing it. Like, you know, and I just want to say this. This is some drunk shit, but I want to say I went through a lot of moderators. I went through a lot of people that have left me, stopped talking to me, saying I'm talking about the same thing, things like that. I just want to say to y'all, from a boy that came from a place where I had a dream and, bitch, I be wanting to quit every other day because I feel like, girl, you know, is this my end-all, be-all? Am I going to break through the glass ceiling? Like, what's next? Like, you know, and sometimes I get ahead of myself. I just want to say, because, like, no shade. Like, can I just have a transparent moment? I'm just about to have a transparent, bitch, I'm full. And it's no shade. I'm going to have a real moment here. There are days, bitch, where I'd be like, girl, fuck it, you know? And then I'm like, I don't want to do this shit no more, because, bitch, like, I don't care about what these people are going through in their life. I don't care about what's on the blogs, but, like, you know, and I feel like I should be doing more, and I feel like I'm not doing enough. And for y'all to continuously keep y'all memberships and pay, even when I don't do members-only lives, y'all on my Instagram, y'all on my Twitter, y'all do this, I just want to literally say, like, I may not know you guys by name and by person and in presence, but, like, bitch, nobody believed in this. And I just appreciate each and every one of y'all for keeping y'all memberships as long as y'all did and just being here. Because I have so many fans that only liked me because I love Nicki Minaj. And then when I didn't like Nicki Minaj, they unfollowed me. And so many fans only liked me because I liked Cardi B. And then when I didn't like Cardi B, but like some of y'all are here for my story times, my tarot readings, my fucking music, my, you know what I mean? So I'm talking to y'all. I'm not really talking about the people that's here just because, bitch, oh, he got Saucy Santana in the title. He got Tasha Cannon in the title. I'm talking to the people that's here because it's like, bitch, I'm here whether we was talking about, bitch, this fucking black cup. Thank you. You know what I mean? I really appreciate that. And even when I be on my shit, bitch, I still see y'all. Eva, I don't not see your number in here, baby, but let me get 6384, okay? Okay, Jaleesa, what's going on? Talk to me, baby, because you've been here for a minute. I know you've seen it all. I know you've seen it all. You've been here for years, girl.
Yes, and you know, it's so nice hearing you say what you were saying because, you know, it's crazy when I actually learned about you from Lovely T. And when she was going through everything that she was going through with Tasha and stuff like that, I remember she had a moment where she was like, I don't have a lot of friends on YouTube, and she started naming people. And I remember she used to like kind of name drop you here and there. And then one day I just found one of your videos and I'm like, wait, is this the Armand that she's talking about? And I fell in love with you. And I actually started watching you around the time the whole OG thing happened. Mm. And I'm somebody that has like very low tolerance for colorism. And I was like, oh my God. But I started watching you at a perfect time because it's actually when you had apologized. And I remember going on Mixler. I remember downloading everything. You was like, go here, let's go
there. I feel like
there.
We FaceTime
Make
one
sure
time.
Yeah, download this.
So at some point we was
you
on,
know
I've
what?
Seen your face before. I've seen you before.
Oh, yes. Actually, it was on
I feel like I've
when
seen
you
before.
Talked about the trans woman thing. It was the trans woman thing, remember, and we were talking about the plastic surgery thing and how it looked.
Okay.
I
just
like
remember you
because
I was like, you're a pretty girl, and I've seen you before. You were in your kitchen or something, or it was at night. I remember you.
Yeah. So, but, yeah, I just wanted to say that this – I love that you always – but, you know, after you apologize about the OG thing and stuff like that, I was like, you know, I out of everybody that I've ever –
Mind you, hold on, not to cut you off.
Whatever.
That was in 2018. Mm-hmm. Can you believe we're still talking about that? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I know. I hate it because I do feel – are you the only person that I ever really heard apologize about something like that and I actually believed it? And then, you know, seeing that you have your sisters and stuff like that, I think that, you know, it was something – I can understand why a lot of people were upset because I was, like, thrown off. But I was like, okay, you know, it seemed like you had learned from that situation. And it wasn't just
let
about
me tell you,
losing
let me tell you why
people,
I was,
but it's
let
like
me tell
you
why I was upset. Like, let me tell you, I mean, if I'm being real, we talking today. I've been traumatized.
Mm-hmm.
I've had girlfriends that have, like – I told this story many times that have, like, went like that weren't the cleanest that went and started cleaning the bathtub after I got in the shower. You know, I've had stepmothers that would go and like bleach dishes after me because I was gay. You know what I mean? So I would have like girlfriends that would like immediately when they would get mad at me, I was a faggot and or had HIV. So I just never really trusted women like that. And I always felt like I was only good for them as long as I was telling them if their man was gay or not, or telling them what outfit was cute, or telling them what hairstyle to have, or telling them what purse to have, or telling them what outfit to wear. You know what I mean? But when I had problems, when I had issues, it wasn't important because, you know, I was a man, you know, and it was like, girl, I always felt like I was always undervalued because it was like, girl, you're gay. Like, you know, just sit in the back seat and shut up and just tell me if he's gay or tell me if I look cute or do my makeup or do my hair. Or teach me how to dance.
And see, that's why I
be
understand
funny.
How you,
Make
how
me
you
laugh.
Feel because I think a lot of women have noticed that when it comes to gay men. Like, I've said that myself. I've had these conversations with my friends. And, you know, I've heard people who have gay friends or act like they love gay boys, and they'll say the F word. And I'm like, well, how can you say that? And but you say that you love gay boys and that you love, you know, gay people. And it does feel like that. You see, look at, wasn't it Carisha that said, oh, I would beat my son? if he was gay.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't your friend saucy, you know? Or like some of the colorist things that Carisha and JT have said. So, you know, it's like I can understand where you're coming from, where it feels like you don't receive that support. But best believe that it's black women love you. And I know that you know that, but I know sometimes that can be very difficult because it is a trick. I feel like there's like a blend. There's like, it's like 50% of black women love gay men, and then there's like 50% that don't. And it all boils down to black men sometimes.
Yeah.
They can be
the
very
nigga,
homophobic,
the dick.
And they sway. Yeah, they sway how women feel towards, you know, gay people. Because I've seen it all the time. There's so many black men on social media that's like, you guys always support, you know, these trans people and these gay people, and they're making a mockery. They try to pit us against each other, but they don't understand that we have a love and an admiration. Like, look at Ball and where that comes from and how inspired a lot of gay men were by their aunties and their mothers and stuff. That's not to be disrespectful. You know, so I always respect your lingo and your perspective. But what I wanted to say about tonight was, it's so good that you always listen to yourself and you do things on your own time, because I swear it's always perfect timing. That last caller, I did not agree with her when she was saying that people are only going to see what you do. I think the problem is that if somebody does not like you because you are a gay man and because they want to pit you against black women and say you don't like black women, it didn't matter what you said or what you did. They were going to feel like that anyway. Because I remember when Saucy was making his comments, I was reading the comments, and I don't know if you saw, but people were like, oh, yeah, he's too busy addressing this Saucy thing, but he's not addressing Tasha K's coke rumors. But then when you address the coke rumors you wasn't addressing Saucy. It was so annoying, and I was just like, what the hell? So when you went live now, you know, going live now, it just makes so much sense, and this is why you got to always do things on your own time, because you're never wrong. Your timing is always perfect. Because I'm like, well, you know, you can speak on things when you get ready, and you can address the both of them at the same time, and it's perfectly fine. Like, people just act like, you know, you're avoiding everything and like you're afraid of somebody, but it's like, why you got to always jump to YouTube every time when somebody says something? Everybody can catch the smoke at once. Then if you would have uploaded a video just only talking about Saucy, look at what he said before. Oh, yes, I'm on your thumbnails, and I'm on your you always talking about
yeah.
me, and you always saying this. It's just like, you know, this is your job and this is what you do. So sometimes the same way, you know, I remember Wendy Williams used to say, you know, we're the hot topic today. Sometimes you're going to be a part of the hot topic. Why are you not supposed to address people who are in the same line of work as you? And so I don't understand how people can sit here and attack you for doing what's a part of your job. You discuss pop culture, you discuss rap, you discuss what's going on YouTube. Like, why is it, like, why do people just start acting brand new? And then when you start addressing the coke stuff, then it's just like, you know, I don't know. They just always got to find something new when it comes to you. And I do think that it does have to do with who you are and your sexuality and stuff. And it's just sad. Just support.
And I also think that is it also fair to say it's the way that I carry myself? Because I feel like people feel like I'm not an underdog. So it's like they hold me to this standard, because even with my music, they start comparing me to Lotto and shit. And I'm like, bitch, I'm not even a fucking rapper. But like everything, feel like everything I do has to be like perfect, or I'm going to be dragged. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they carry me like, oh, your shit ain't streaming. But y'all don't want to talk about the numbers that we have on my live show. We get a million views a month, but then they like, oh, well, why you ain't on Billboard Hot 100? Well, bitch, if I was to focus on Billboard Hot 100, y'all wouldn't be getting no live streams.
Right.
Like, you know, like, just to keep it real.
You're good at doing, and then music is your hobby. It's not your main job. And at the end of the day, your music sounds better than a lot of these other people where music is their main thing. Like, why are you not allowed to, like, do other things? Everybody else. So you mean to tell me that, so, you know, I don't see anybody complaining about Carisha having a podcast. She's supposed to be a rapper. Why do you want to be on YouTube? Nobody's complaining about all these other people that are dipping their toes in different ponds and different avenues to make money. You know, so why you can't do the same thing? But then, you know, before it was like, well, you're only a YouTuber. Well, look, you also make music. Oh, well, your music is not as good as mine. It's like they always have to just try to find a way to drag you. And, you know, this situation is just crazy. But, you know, do everything on your own timing, because I swear you never get it wrong.
And what are your thoughts about Saucy coming for me? I'm interested to know, as a woman, like, what do you think? Do you feel like I've been too hard? Because I know you know me. You've been here for a while. So what do you think about the Saucy tea?
I think he was going a little hard, and I don't know if his anger was displaced. I don't know if there's something else going on. Maybe he's frustrated with where his career is, and I know sometimes when you say things, people think that you're being mean, but sometimes, you know, you be kind of right, or you may know things that we don't know, or you're looking at it from a different perspective that we might not understand. I don't think that you were handling him with kid gloves. I think you gave him everything that he gave you. It was about, you know, who got the better chain and who got more money and who's doing this. You know, I don't think he should have went that hard on you in a way, because it wasn't that
I'm not a rapper.
Because you're doing your job. And you're not a you're not a rapper, so it's just like, why do they feel like, you know, you're not supposed to compare people, you know, constantly saying, oh, you only speak on me and my girlfriends. Well, that's what you're supposed to do. You know, if nobody's talking about you guys, then they're not doing a good job. You know, you can always talk about how great their music is and how great he is for culture, whether it be for black people, whether it be for boys, whether it be for gay boys. So, you know, at the same time, you can get the smoke and say, hey, you should have gave those people their money back, or maybe you shouldn't do bad.
Right.
Why are we not allowed to educate other people in our community on things that they're
doing wrong?
And why are
we not allowed to say that, listen,
they say is you're broke?
And why are we not allowed to say, and I feel like I think all of us, all 5,000 people of us can say, you can say anything you want in the world, but it's just community-wise, we know. Bitch, we're not finna drag Blue Ivy. We're not doing it.
Oh, yeah.
We're not doing it. We're not coming for Beyonce. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're not doing it. We're not. We might can come for Jay-Z, but we're not playing with Beyonce and Blue Ivy. We're just not. I think that's fair to say.
I do think that did, you know, I do think that did hurt him or whatever, because I remember when he was supposed to do a show after that, didn't it, like, get canceled, or, like, people didn't show up? So I think that, yeah, he should be more mindful, and it's unfortunate, but, like, once again, right, because he is a gay boy, you know, nobody's holding some of the things that JT and Carisha have said over their heads, right? They've said colorist things. They've said, you know, homophobic things. People don't hold it over their heads, but when it comes to him, unfortunately, he would have to be a little more careful, because then people would just say, oh, he's being a messy bottom, and, you know, he's trying to attack a young black girl and stuff like that. And it does sometimes come across like that, you know, because in general, people have been attacking Blue Ivy since when she was a baby, and it is unnecessary, right? So it shouldn't go unchecked. It's not fair. She's a kid, and she's going to grow up, and she's going to look back at this, and he should have apologized, because he should have been, you know what, it would have been great for him to apologize, because to be honest, a lot of the people that have attacked and critiqued Blue Ivy's looks have never really apologized, ever. So if he would have, with his platform and who he is, and people love him so much, he should have apologized. But I think what it is that in this way, I understand where, as a black woman, I understand where people are coming from, where it feels like people can say whatever they want about black women and girls and nobody will say anything, because as long as they find the person to be funny, then, you know, he'll never have to answer to it, right? Because if he would have said that about Northwest, if he would have said that about somebody else, some white child.
And that was the problem. That was the problem. And then that was another problem.
Yeah.
You compared her against Northwest. Like, you don't do that. A half black child. Like, it's just a lot of things.
Yeah.
Like, you don't beat Blue Ivy down to big up Northwest. You know what I'm saying? And then she attached to Beyonce.
Because people like Blue Ivy would be the ones, but people like a Blue Ivy
but
would
the
be
shade
the
is Blue Ivy is
going to
be more
Northwest.
Sickening than Northwest. And Blue Ivy is already more sickening than Northwest. No shade.
But that may be true. But I'm saying, like, a Blue Ivy, a young black girl, would be more of a supporter of a Saucy Santana than a Northwest.
Than a Northwest.
Because that's not your
community.
That's not really in your community. You know, a Northwest, she's going to be looking up to the other mixed girls or somebody. She's not going to be looking to you. You know, young black girls, we grow up, we watch the gays, we watch the girls. We listen. This is why most of us walk around here talking like young. you know, it comes full circle. You heard your aunties. We heard you. It comes full circle. She would be more of somebody that would support you, before, you know, before Northwest. And but it just it seems like there is, you know, a little bit of, I don't know what that is. You know, that whole group seems to have some sort of issues when it comes to, you know, saying certain things. So I don't even want to get into that.
No,
but
I like
yes,
what you said. I like what you said at the end of the day. Northwest
know.
Will end up, like Blue Ivy would be growing up to be more of a support system than the Northwest. But at the same time, we don't even want to discredit Northwest because Northwest is still a child too. But I just feel like that was
yes,
just wrong
yes.
to even do that to both of them. And I think that's a fair assessment. But I think that that triggered a lot of black people because it was like, well, why Northwest? And Northwest is innocent too. But because she's mixed, she's got to be prettier, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So then, unfortunately,
yeah,
she gets up out of these, you know what I mean? And that's not fair because Blue Ivy being a full black girl does not make her less beautiful than a mixed girl.
Yeah. And it shouldn't at all. And it's sad that people behave like that. But, you know, there is something, you know, I'm not necessarily surprised by some of the things that he said because, like I said, I was shocked that JT said the colorist things that she said. And she's a dark-skinned black woman. I would have never thought that she would say something like that, you know? So it's just like, but see how they're not holding certain people accountable. And so you can't just get on social media now and feel like, well, you know, now that I have money, nobody's going to hold me accountable to what I said years ago. Just apologize. You know, that's
Thanks,
all he
Blue.
Had to do was apologize. So, yeah.
Let me
Thank
take this
you,
next caller.
And I appreciate
Thank
you.
You. I appreciate
all
you,
right,
too.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, girl, let me get my girlfriend on here, Eva with the T. Did she hang up? Why would she hang up? Girl, like, why the fuck would you hang up? You dumb bitch. Where's Eva? Hold on. Let me see if she's on here. Let me call her phone. Let me see what she's saying. So then we can take this last one. Hold on, Eva with the T is about to call in. Yeah. And then we're about to pay it. Girl. So listen, this has been a 3-hour live, almost 4 hours. Johnny needs to polish your motherfucking checks, bitch, because also that beat that I played was not cleared yet. So this video is definitely demonetized. Okay, girl, Eva with the T. Sister, girl, it's been a minute since I talked to you, girl. Are you beefing with me?
No, why? What happened?
Girl, I haven't heard from you, girl. We usually talk once a week.
Shut the hell up.
Girl,
I'm on this trippy, honey. I'm on the positive vibes, but when you need me, I come through.
So what do you feel about everything, girl? Saucy first. She was trying me, sister. Or do you feel like I was trying her? Like, girl, what do you get from that?
I feel like at the end of the day, you
well,
have
first
to get your
do you feel like she was talking to me?
Yes, especially with the Cuban Link comment.
Right.
Like, that was, like, directed at you.
Well, the Cuban Link, and it was like, girl, you talking about me and my girlfriend. So that felt, that very felt much felt like Lotto, Creesha. It felt like, girl, female rap. This is what it felt like to me.
It's no shade. The girls, I don't even want to shade them, but yes. It was definitely about you. I feel like God don't play about you, and that's why his chain came right off as soon as
in the middle
that.
Of our conversation.
He gagged. I don't know if it was the greasy chicken wing hands or I don't know what it was, but that necklace just like came right off. But you know, you didn't lie. Like I think she's upset because now she has to do gay pride events, and it's no shade to the gay pride events. But you were on point when you said you went from Madonna, performing with Madonna to doing gay pride events. It's no shade. It's no shade. And some people, you know, they can't take the criticism. And at the end of the day, if anything, you were giving the girl promo when she should have, you know, she should have paid it and took the criticism and applied it. maybe she wouldn't be getting sued by the LA community, or I mean the LGBT community.
Mm. Now, did you hear the snippet of the new record?
Yes, you actually sampled one of my favorite artists. Huh?
Who do you think is on that?
It's Aretha Banks, but I know that you see, the sample's not clear because I know who's Zach actually, but you, what you sampled.
Mm.
But it is Aretha Banks, right?
Girl, I'm not confirming anything.
It is her because I know her voice. I know that
girl,
was her.
Girl, I'm not confirming anything.
It is her. She wrote the beat. She ate that. It's no shade.
Girl, you didn't
I
hear
know.
My verse.
I did hear your verse, too.
That wasn't my verse, girl. That was a prelude to the chorus. I have
oh,
a whole verse. Yes.
People send it to me. But Erica
girl, no.
did slide. I don't care what you say. I know that's her. Like, whatever. Now, as far as Natasha stuff, let me tell you something, because I was tired of hearing that girl, whoever that was that called in. I don't care what you say. You already cussed all episode. Like, girl, you're fucking crazy. You think Armand's going to sit here and let himself be a punching bag to Tasha K? You're crazy.
Mm.
He has a right to respond and say what he
and
wants.
And they're
to
saying
say.
I'm a coke whore.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. And even if you were, what is that her business?
And HIV positive coke whore.
Oh, the reads, the health reads. So when the girls go below the belt, it's fine. But when you go below the belt with facts, then it's a problem. Because what you showed today was a fact. That's something that she recorded, and her husband said he didn't want none of that. He paid her debt. Now, well, you could have went really below the belt with this video I could have sent you that I could play right now, where she was neglecting her child, and her child said that she's too busy to be on the phone that she didn't take her to cheerleading practice.
Well, play it, because we have 5,000 people in the chat, sister. Do you have it queued up?
Yes, I do. It's right here, girl. Let's go.
Play it, sister. And this is Tasha K's daughter.
Movie with y'all and sing songs.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
What I want to do? You want to be on your phone upstairs in your room laying with the baby. That's all you do. You do that every day.
You see how she throwing me under the bus, y'all?
Ooh, your own daughter don't even like you.
Catch it. Hold on.
Your life is strictly Disney.
Gotta get off, and then we gotta sing Christmas carols.
Your life is strictly business. Your fucking daughter hates you, you bald-headed bitch.
We're gonna say, when
we come
in? I'm trying to front for the winos, okay?
Sister, send me that. I need that.
Send me that now
so I can play it right now live.
I need the email because it.
Or send me the link. Is there a link?
No, I screen recorded it. It was sent to me. You know how they do.
Okay, well, send
What's
it to me
email?
In case I have to. Okay, Armand@AOL.com.
Yes,
send that to me so I can trash her. Sister, I didn't know her daughter hated her like that.
I'm trying to tell you, like, she spends too much time on doing things that she's missing her child. Like, it's no shit. Armand.
A-R-M-O-N. A-R-M-O-N. Yes.
@AOL.com.
Yes, sister. Yes.
See, you could have been really petty like this, but let me attach it. Attaching, sending. Make sure to blur out my email. Don't do me like last time.
No, I'm just going to do it, girl.
Don't do me like last time.
Girl, her daughter even can't stand her. That's a lot. Sister, we've been on here for about 4 hours. It's carrying.
It's just that, you know, they call you Mariah, girl, because you carry.
Because I carry.
But, yeah.
And I'm
I
not even
like
high. And I'm not even high, sister.
Oh, my God. You didn't get the bag I sent, girl?
No, girl. I was wanting to bust her down before we went live. I wanted to snort a few lines.
With the Amex card?
Because I'm a powder head, apparently.
Card. I love it.
Yes, with the Amex, which we only snort out of hundreds, or Amex, and we bust her down with Amex.
Let me tell you something. My thing is you responded to somebody that was poking at you for no reason. She didn't have to do that story, but she chose to do that story because she feels like everybody's eating right now but her. And it's no tea and it's no shade. I mean, her views, they speak for themselves. Like, she feels like everybody's eating but her. And I get it. She came for you and she came for that nude person that you posted. I don't know who that is.
Ooh.
But I was like,
Storm Monroe.
Yes, I was like, I don't know what, why. And it's funny that you said that, like, oh, she would do it on Nicki's Day. She's supposed to be colleagues with Nicki Minaj, right?
Yes.
Close colleagues, but you're ruining her release of finally being on a Barbie soundtrack movie, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, that's kind of shady. That's shady business. But, I mean, I guess she has to eat too, right?
Sister, I have the video queued up. I'm about to play it right now. Hold on.
Play it.
The daughter says, since when do we do that, bitch? She don't even fucking like you. You over here lying in front of your fucking daughter, you bald-headed, ugly, saggy titty bitch. She's doing that awkward ass laugh because her daughter fucking exposed her on camera and she know that shit is being recorded, you dirty bitch. Your daughter hates you, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't even come to your own daughter's cheerleading class, but you worried about who Cardi B's husband is fucking, you low-life bitch. You miserable bitch. You mean to tell me you didn't even go to Tuantu Tantu's cheerleading? Because you was stuck up Cardi B's fucking pussy? You fucking bitch. You dirty bitch. Kill yourself. Your daughter fucking hates you, bitch. Wow. Your fucking kid is miserable, bitch. She hates you. Your fucking kid hates you, bitch. She's fucking miserable living with you. You're a dirty son of a bitch, Tasha K, and you're going to burn in hell. Wow. 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 Wow, wow, wow. I bet you I can call Cardi B right now. Bitch. She's with her fucking kid. I'm not going to flex right now and call her because she my gag.
Girl.
You fucking dirty bitch.
I mean, you could have been that petty, but you didn't.
I could. Ooh, sister, that was some tea.
I'm trying to tell you, there's so many videos. Like, I remember one time. The kid said she was hungry, and she told her to go get a TV dinner. I'm still trying
wow.
to find a video. Yes. And I don't know why she live records these things and it's just embarrassed. Her own family just be embarrassing her. I don't know. That's the kind of person that's not happy at home, and you can tell. So they project onto others. And, you know, if you spent more time off the phone and actually spend time with your family and significant others, then they wouldn't be embarrassing you when you go live like that. It's embarrassing.
Wow. Thank you, sister. I'm going to call you later.
Bye.
Okay, it has been a wrap, bitch. We've been on here for 4 years, 4 hours.